to be among the living, to be here this morning, this afternoon rather, to share with all of us from the Word of God. Saddens us to be in the house of mourning, but here we are again. And we know the Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, and after that there will be a judgment. So here we are, family. We don't know who's next, but we know there will be a next. Or the Lord will come back. So this is a time when the Bible refers to as the house of mourning. And God says better in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 that we go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For here the living were led to heart. Death has a way of humbling you, causing you to rethink your life and seek forgiveness to those you may have offended, and most importantly, forgiveness from God of heaven. And so this afternoon Brother Joseph certainly was a good man, there's no doubt about that. The eulogy has been done, and those who have spoke well of him spoke well of the deceased, and we all knew him as a man who was a very good man. And so I'm thankful to get to know him, good to know Sister Joseph and the family. And so to those who are here today that are not members of the Church of Christ, you're experiencing portions of New Testament worship where we sing without the help of mechanical instruments of music. We will pray. If you were here on a Sunday, we would take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We give, take the collection, and preach from the Word of God. And so for a few minutes this afternoon, I want to do that. And I was looking at Brother Joseph's obituary on the front. And the reason, when life on earth is over, and my body is cold and steel, do not grieve and show great sorrow. Just remember, it was just God's will. And that's what I want to talk about in just a few minutes. And I won't be long. Just God's will. If the world will listen to this, the will is here. This is God's will. The mind of God is in the will of God, which is the Word of God. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Bible says, God's will is that we not perish. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but long-suffering to us, word that not willing that any should perish, but that we all come to repentance. Jesus stated in Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and 5, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you all shall likewise perish. It's not God's will that man die in his sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Many quote that it shall not perish, but it doesn't say shall. It says should not perish. Go back and read that. Shall means all you got to do is believe, and that's the predominant doctrine of today. Everybody want to just believe in Jesus and be saved. But it's more to it than that when it's all looking at just God's will. And so God's will was that we be saved. So he gave his only son. His son came from heaven's glory, gave his life, hung on an old cross with nails in his hands and his feet, shed blood that will purchase his bride, his church. She wears his name like my wife wears my name. The husband of Christ and the church is the church of Christ. It's only one in the will of God. It's only one church in his will. And God's will to save the in the church. One thing I like about preaching Brother Joseph's funeral is the fact that I know he done what the will said do. And I leave the judgment to God. But I know we all better do what the will said before we die. For in the will is a heaven to win and a hell to miss. And Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, any ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way in this will that leads to destruction. Then he said, many will go that way. Then he said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. And then in this will it says, few would find that true way. And you believe this will, then you must believe many gonna be lost. And few will find the truth. In the churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right. Amen. And every word of the Bible is right. When I visited Brother Joseph, there's one thing he emphasized. This God's will
Amen.
For my life. He gave me 70 years, and I'm thankful for that. He said, but you know, he was talking to Brother Stroud. He said, but you know, everybody better do what the book said do
Amen.
Before they die. He's right.
Amen.
There's going to be many people shocked. They're not going to be Muslims and Buddhists. They're going to be so-called Christians. Believers in Jesus as their Lord are going to be shocked on the day of judgment. Why? They didn't do the will of God. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name? These are Christians. These were believers who call themselves Christians, prophesied in the name of Jesus Christ. In that name cast out many wonderful works, done good works in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But he says, Jesus, I will profess unto them. Who are these? Not Muslim, not Buddhist, not. These are people who believe in Christ.
Yes.
Are going to hear him say in verse 23, he said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. You were a worker of iniquity. You know what? You followed the law you wanted to follow. You didn't follow the will of God. And that's what many people are doing today. And I'm thankful, Brother Joseph, believe like me that there's something about this will that's important to the salvation of mankind. And Jesus said this, these people are going to be shocked to hear him say, I never knew you. They did all this in his name and thought they were on their way to heaven. But Jesus said, I profess unto them, I never knew you. You are a worker of iniquity. And that's verse 23. That's in this Bible. And so you say, well, Brother Brooks, what is the will of God? Well, if you go to the Bible, we can answer all the questions. My opinion doesn't matter, neither does yours. But Jesus said in John 16 and 17, if any man would do his will, he shall know something. He shall know of the doctrine. The next question is, what doctrine must I know? 2 John verse 9, the Bible says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ,
Amen.
Hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. So there's a doctrine that one must obey in this will. It's called the doctrine of Christ. He said, any man who abide not in this doctrine cannot call on God as their Father. They abide not in this doctrine. What is doctrine? Teachings. Whose teaching must we abide in? Christ. The Jesus, the Christ, is the one who, the teaching of the New Testament is called the Apostles' Doctrine or the Doctrine of Christ. Then we must, to be Christian, must do what the doctrine said do. So the doctrine says a lot of things. When the doctrine of Christ, he taught to be saved, one must hear the gospel, Acts 15 and verse 7. The gospel according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, is the death of Christ. Paul said, moreover, brother, I declare to you the gospel, which I preached unto you, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you believe in vain. How did Christ die for our sins according to the scripture? That's in the doctrine. According to the scripture, he died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. When he resurrected on the grave, his doctrine, he got up, Matthew 28, 18. He said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Mark 16, 15, he got up from the grave, and Mark recorded that he said, go teach all, you know, go baptize. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and heals, baptized, shall be saved. He never said nothing about prayer, sinner's prayer. Of course, that's what I done when I was growing up in the Baptist faith, and good people. But however, God never told us to pray a sinner's prayer. Nobody was told Jesus, nowhere in his doctrine, anyone except Jesus, a personal Savior. And you say, what are you telling me this for, Brother Brooks? You need to know this before you die.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I would want my family to know. You prayed a sinner's prayer, Lord, come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. No one did that in the Bible.
Amen.
Nobody did that. You can't read that in this will. In this will, everybody who was saved believed that story of the cross, the story of the suffering of the Son who hung on the cross. They believed it without ever seeing it, that he had nails in his hands and his feet. Because our faith coming by hearing by the will of God, the word of God. We believe that he was on that cross for 6 hours in pain and shame, and we never saw that with our eyes. We believe it because of this book. And if you believe this book, believe what Jesus said. What you must do to be saved is believe that gospel story and be baptized for the remission of your sin or the forgiveness of sin. He said, he that believeth not shall be damned. That's what the Lord said. That's in the Bible. That's in the doctrine of Christ. You say, well, Brother Brooks, what else is in the doctrine? Well, how to be saved is in the doctrine. Brother Joseph did that. He believed, he heard it, he believed it, he repented of sin. He made a confession. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. He confessed, according to Acts 8:37, he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's step four. After that, we baptize him. Why? Because Revelation 1:5 tells us there's blood in that water. We don't see no blood, but we never seen no Jesus either. So we believe the book means what it means, and Jesus came and shed his blood that washed Brother Joseph's sin away when he went in the water. We also believe he received the Holy Spirit. According to John 3, Jesus said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter or see the kingdom of heaven. So we believe, according to this doctrine, one must be baptized, sins washed away, they receive the Holy Spirit. Then Acts 2:47, the Lord then adds them to the church. Which church do you add them to? Well, in the will, there's only one. And so it's called the Church of Christ. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, then you won't need this. Just die. You won't need this book. If you can't believe everything in it, you don't need it. This book is B-I-B-L-E, Believer's Instructions Before Life Ends. You best believe in this book because your number is coming. You have, man, your wagon wheels are rolling. The hearse is on the way. Can't you hear it? The wheel is rolling. You better listen to it. People are dying every day, and your number is coming up. So is mine. Amen. I want to die believing the doctrine was right. It's just God's will that we do his doctrine. We know the doctrine. The doctrine called the doctrine of Christ, or the doctrine or the teaching of the Son. What else the Son teach? This you do in remembrance of me. Those who believed in Jesus took the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week. Acts 20:7. If you are a Christian and call yourself a Christian and not taking the blood every Sunday, you're outside of the will of God. You're outside of the doctrine of the Son. And the Bible says, Jesus said in John 6:53, he said, if a man don't eat and drink of his blood, he have no life in him. That's in the doctrine. We must drink the blood. That's what Brother Joseph did every Sunday. He worshiped. Their worship was according to the doctrine of Christ, the pattern of worship, the singing without the help of mechanical instruments of music. All the church is a choir. Amen. And so that's what we do in the churches of Christ. God, what are we doing? Trying to follow God. So what else? Well, you look at the way you worship, and you look at the other thing is that when you look at the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Christ is real clear. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen, somebody. And so when you do that, you just do what the Lord said. When you need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. Amen. When you need to get it right, get it right. You're supposed to forgive everybody. I don't hate nobody. I can forgive anybody. I don't hate nobody. Ain't nothing nobody done to me so bad I can't speak to them. Why, I want to go to heaven. I know this. Jesus said in his doctrine, if you can't forgive your brother, don't ask Father. Don't ask God for forgiveness. If you can't forgive somebody who trespassed against you, you just got to remember that. You got to remember that's in the doctrine. So what are you saying, Brother Brooke? Not only is in the doctrine what must do to be saved, in this doctrine what we must do to stay saved. To stay saved, we have to do what it says, obedience. Hebrews 5:8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. He became the author to himself in one group of people. That's all them that obey him. So what did the world go wrong as I close? Well, in the doctrine, it's found in Matthew 15:8. Jesus said, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. These are the Christians. These are so-called believers. Again, these are not Muslims. These are not Buddhists. These are people who believe Jesus is their Lord. Jesus says, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, honor me with their lips. They're saying it in Jesus' name. But their heart up here, not here. Not what, like I grew up believing that Jesus, I had Jesus in my heart and hit the chest. We're talking about knowledge. You got to know doctrine. You got to know what Jesus taught and do it. It is not something you have to have a PhD to get. You just got to believe it when you read it. That's all. You got to believe the Bible is God's will and believe the teaching of Christ is right over you. Amen. So he said, Jesus said, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, their heart is far from me. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. For out of the heart proceed thoughts. You better have knowledge of the doctrine of Christ, because as Joseph said, it's just God's will.
Amen.
It's just God's will. Amen. And God's will is not that you perish, but that you obey. And so what we must do to obey him, we must believe it. We must believe it with all of our heart. When you look at this, you look at God's will for us, is that we go to heaven. Jesus said in John 8:21, if you die in your sins, you shall seek me and die in your sins where I am, he said. You cannot come, my friend. Don't die not being baptized. Don't die outside the Church of Christ. Don't die not taking communion every Sunday. Don't die calling your preacher reverend, because the doctrine says the holy and reverend is God's name. Don't die calling your priest father, for the doctrine says call no man father, for you are all brethren. And in the Church of Christ, you just refer to me as Brother Brooks, Brother Joseph, and Brother Brooks on the same page. That's what we do, which means I'm no higher, no lower. We're brothers in Christ, and that's the way you want to die.
Amen.
The big brother is Christ. Yeah, when you look at this closing, the man went wrong. Jesus said in verse 8, these people draw nigh to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, their heart is far from it. Something they didn't know. In vain they worship. He don't deny they going to church. He don't deny they worshiping him every Sunday. He said, but it's vain, it's empty, it's no good. It has no meaning to God. He said, in vain they worship me, teaching, here they are, for doctrines, the commandments of men. The sinner's prayer is a doctrine of man. Denominationalism is doctrines of men.
Amen.
Any church would do is the doctrine of our constitutional freedom. The constitutional freedom that any God would do in America. But in this will, there's but one God. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse number 4. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body and Father of all, one God and Father of all, who's above all in you all. One body, which is the church. And even, unfortunately, some don't want us to preach this, but this is just the way I do it.
Amen.
I would like for people who hear me to not leave confused, but to leave believing that the Bible is right.
Amen.
It's just God's will that you do his will. You know, if I was God, I would be no different. If I watched somebody beat my son with a whip, put a crown of thorns on my son's head, put a tree on his back, and march him up a hill called Calvary, and put him up there hanging between two thieves. The only innocent one on the hill was the man in the middle.
Amen.
And the man in the middle was the son of the Father. And who are we to change the doctrine of the Son? The doctrine of the Son is what we must obey. And then when you want the Son, then you'll do what the Son said do. Brother Joseph said, did just that. He did just that. He did just that.
Amen.
And in here, he says, just remember, it was just God's will.
Amen.
I like that.
Yeah.
When I die, I want everybody to know just God's will.
Amen.
What else you need to know, Brother Brooks? It's just God's will that man be saved. It's just God's will that the few obey the truth.
Yeah.
It's just God's will. It's not our will. It's just, say it with me, just God's will. If you believe that, then do just God's will. Get out of churches, ain't in the Bible. Start obeying it like the Bible say do. Because it's just God's will that you answer the death call. You're going to answer. He said, all my pains and suffering will be over. Every trial and every test. When God has called and I have answered, do not weep, for I am at rest. But let me just say it like this. The Bible said, blessed are the day that die in the Lord. To die in the Lord is to die in his body. To die in his body is to die in his church. Because the body is the church, Ephesians 1:22, Colossians 1:18, Colossians 1:22, and the church is the body. Like it or not, friends, it's just God's will. May God bless you. Here's my prayer. I done with you. What I did, Sister Josie, is what I know Brother Josie would have wanted me to do, because I went to his bedside and we talked. He just wants folk to know the truth, because he was a good man. That's who he was. And a good man steps are ordered by the Lord. I done what I would want a preacher to do for my loved ones and my friends who came to mourn the loss of my loved one. Tell them what they must do to save their soul.
Amen.
What must you do? Hear number one, the gospel story. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess him to be the Son of God. Be baptized today. You don't have to leave this building. We will baptize you today.
Yes.
The Lord will add you to the Church of Christ. And you come Sunday morning at one of the churches of Christ and you commune with the Lord. That's when you're a Christian.
Amen.
Because it's just God's will. May God bless you.